Assistance on CKUW 95.9 FM, bringing the issues of youth in and from care, from their lives to your minds.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome to another edition of System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Welcome, welcome, everyone. I hope the sun is still shining for you and we have a easier day driving home from work, or maybe you're driving to work right now. Anyhow, my name is Jaina and I am your hostess tonight, and I'm happy to report that I have a very special guest, the number one love of my life, Mr. Luke. Say hello, Luke. Get to the mic here.
Hello.
All right, you need to speak up and get a little closer.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, Luke. How are you doing?
Good.
Thank you so much for agreeing. I was in a bind. We had Marie is out of town this week at a conference, which we'll talk about a little bit later. And so I was, on the hunt for someone special to join me today, and had a few people in mind. And unfortunately, they all backed out. And so Luke has kindly agreed to hang out with his mom, which is, you know, a rare occasion now because he's very cool. How old are you now, Luke?
12.
Yeah. Apparently 12 is the age where our kiddos become a little too cool for us. So it's, you know, I'm super honored you've agreed to hang out with me, your mama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You need to get a little closer to the mic, love, okay, so that we can hear you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That's better. Coming out loud and clear. Okay, so as we always do, in case you don't know, welcome to our regular listeners and welcome to any new listeners today. I just posted on the Facebook that Luke was here, so maybe we'll have some new listeners today. Uh-oh, I'm getting finger wagging. Oh no, why are you so, oh, Luke is air swearing at me, fists in the air, fingers pointing, oh boy. Okay, so welcome everyone. In case you don't know, we are from Voices Manitoba's Youth and Care Network here in Winnipeg. If you want to go check out the Voices office, they're located on the third floor at 61 Juno Street, and you can give them a call at 204-982-4956. Of course, if you call right now, no one will be there as Marie is out of town, so you can leave a message. You could also find us, find Voices on the socials. Do you know what socials that Voices is on, Luke?
Facebook, Instagram, and all that crap.
Okay, and all that crap. But not TikTok or Snapchat. What do you think? Do you think Voices should be on TikTok and Snapchat? Do you think it would be helpful? You need to use your words.
Probably?
Okay. Why do you think that would be good?
Because who uses... Who's under 30 who actually uses Facebook?
Oh, okay. Good point.
And nobody uses Instagram.
No one uses Instagram, like, nope. In your age group?
Nope.
Okay. See? Okay. We need to...
It's all Discord, Snap, and TikTok.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's good to know. Thank you. Out from the mouth of babes, hey? All right. So, thank you. Now, it's March. February's gone. We celebrated Black History Month. We celebrated Love to Read Month. We celebrated Love and Valentine's. And now that we're in March, we have a new theme. Luke, do you remember the theme that I told you? What's our theme for March?
Education.
Awesome. Bad. Yes. Sadly, he says. Yes, our theme for the month of March is education, because scholarship season is around the corner. And also we think about education, think about spring coming this month, which means new beginnings. And also it is Women's Empowerment Month. The International Day of the Woman is coming up in just 3 more sleeps, March 8th. Which is pretty exciting. What are you going to do to celebrate the amazing women in your life, Luke, on International Women's Day? Can you do something? Can you make me a coffee?
Probably not.
Can you go get me a coffee?
I'd probably burn.
You'll burn?
Yeah. Yeah, if I made you coffee, it would be burnt, my hand would be burnt, and the kitchen would be burnt down.
Wow, you only have to press one button. We have a Tossimo.
Huh.
All right, maybe I need to show you how to make a coffee.
Yeah, you never showed me.
I never showed you?
I know it to microwave something, but I don't know how to make coffee.
Right. Oh, no. But what was the... Yeah, the microwave is even that kind of questionable. What did you burn in the microwave? I can't remember.
Come on. I didn't want it to get stuck, so I put paper towel in. I was like 10.
Right. But what were you trying to make? Didn't you like melt butterscotch chips?
Yeah.
In there? What were you trying to make?
Essentially, I was trying to make like chocolate sauce for ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Didn't work.
Okay. Don't, careful with the papers, because... This mic is pretty sensitive. Okay. All right. So, yeah, Luke needs some cooking lessons. That'll be a good way to pick up the chicks if you know how to cook.
I know how to cook.
Okay.
I know how to
cook. You do, right? All right. All right. So, Luke, welcome to the show. It's your first time here in the studio.
Yep.
It's also Luke's first time at a university, which I couldn't believe. I thought, well, I did bring you to university when I was in university, but you were a baby, so you don't remember. It's technically not your first time, but... First time that you remember, and first time in the studio, so super welcome. And I know that you've listened, you've been a listener to the show on and off over the years, is that right?
Nope.
I've said things that have upset you in the past on the radio?
Not that I recall.
Okay. All right. So when we start the show, we always like to do an icebreaker question before we delve into the hot topics that are impact children and youth in and from care and their helpers, right? Because it takes a village to raise a child. Do you believe that?
No.
No, you don't?
No, not at all.
So what do you think it takes to raise a child in a healthy, loving way?
Two people. That's it.
Two people? But what if there aren't two people? What if there's only one person?
Sure. As long as there's somebody, you're fine.
Yeah. Do you think one person can give a child everything they need? You don't think that children benefit from family or from a village or from helpers? That everyone plays a role? A teacher, a principal, counselors?
Well, technically, well, yeah, it would help, but...
Yeah. All right. So, okay, let's get into our icebreaker. Do you want to read what the icebreaker question is?
Yeah. Who's your favorite school teacher?
Okay.
Who is?
Who's your favorite school teacher? My favorite school teacher in high school was Mr. Bender at Tech Valk High School. He was awesome and totally got me excited about learning about psychology and sociology and... He just gave so many great examples to kind of make the material come to life. And a lot of his test cases was regarding Archie Bunker from a show called All in the Family, which is a very old show in the 70s. We should watch that sometime and talk about it.
No.
No? Why not? You're not into retro shows? You got to give them a chance before you just say no to them.
They're older than you, so no.
Yeah, but...
That's my metric.
There's good stuff in there, but okay. All right, so that was my favorite teacher. Who's your favorite teacher?
Mr. L.
That was my favorite teacher of yours, too. What did you like about Mr. L? What made him an awesome teacher?
He let us use power tools.
He let you use power tools?
Yeah, one time.
What kind of power tools?
You know
what?
I kind of forgot, but...
What did you guys do with the power tools?
Thing is, there
did you
was
build
a,
something?
Yeah, we had to build, like, a little garden box. He gave one kid a nail gun.
Okay. Nail gun? What was the nail gun for? I guess to, like... Nail the wood.
He kept on pointing it at people, like, the kids started pointing it, spinning it, doing, like, all the fun stuff.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, no, and then next day was a drill.
No, okay, yeah. So he tested it out, the kid pushed it too far, and they said, yeah, no, you've lose this privilege,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was between that and baking.
Oh, okay. Nice. I remember you guys made an awesome igloo and wrote that awesome song for your class.
Yep,
and
never.
You did that video. That was so cute. I played that song here on the radio.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what it was.
Is that what made you upset with me?
Yeah, maybe not.
Oh, Luke's got a whole huge list of resentments, but that's okay.
It's longer than this building.
Really? Oh, boy.
No, it's longer than my life.
Really? Oh, wow. Do you want to share any of that with me right now?
No.
On radio?
No.
No? All right, guys. All right, so thank you for sharing about Mr. L. He was a great teacher. And maybe he's listening right now. So if you're listening, you're an awesome teacher, and we hope you know it. All right, is there any other teachers that you remember that...
Nope, not one.
No, because Mr. L, you don't get to work with him anymore now that you're in junior high.
I'm in grade 7.
Yeah, that's junior high.
Junior high is from 6 to 9.
Okay. Yeah. For 6 to 9, you need to get closer to the mic club.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, things coming up at Voices this month. We said Marie is out of town. She's in the big TO, hopefully checking out different amazing restaurants they have there. And, yeah, so she's there at the Power Up Conference and with Elise and Joanna. Congrats again to Elise and Joanna getting to attend and represent the voices of young people in and from Karen, Manitoba at the Power Up Conference. And I'm sure they're just all having a blast. Okay, and as usual, tomorrow, Wednesday, the Voices Leadership Team will meet at 4:30. And please call Rochelle to RSVP for that. Scholarship Night is coming up next Thursday, March 14th at 5:30. Email Marie if you are a current scholar. That means you have received a scholarship from Voices in the last year. Then you are part of the scholarship team. And, you know, it is so great to get together once a month. Y'all go to a beautiful restaurant, break bread, and also share about the challenges and successes of school, of post-secondary school, and it's great. Okay, and what else we have coming up? Do you see anything? Do you want to say it or you want me to say it?
10th Annual Earl Cook Classic is March 16th.
Yeah. All right, and the currently looking for youth in and from care for the youth team and adult allies for the adult team. Do you remember coming with me to the Earl Cook Classic, Luke?
The hockey game? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember what we do there?
Yeah, I remember. That's where I got my hat, which you hate.
Oh, that's right. Well, I don't hate your hat.
It looks fine.
Yes. Yeah, so last year we had swag for the young people from the Manitoba Moose and from the Jets. And Luke got this nice cap from a Manitoba Moose hat, but it's blue. And then, like, the front part is white. And Luke thinks I don't like it, that I hate it, but I don't hate it. What I don't like is that it needs to be washed. That's why I don't want you to wear it, because the white part ain't so white anymore, Luke.
But the thing is, I got it signed by a Sea Bears player. You don't once it's signed, you don't wash it. That's the rule.
Okay, but then hang it on your wall and wear a fresh, clean hat. That's why I bought you two other hats. Actually, three, but you lost your Naruto hat.
No, I got that one before.
Okay.
Technically.
Okay. All right, so Earl Cook Classic is coming. This is the 10th annual. The first 9 years, the youth are undefeated against the workers. I need to check in. I need to, Rochelle, if you're listening, or Debbie, if you're listening, I am sorry I haven't responded to those emails yet. I definitely will sing the national anthem, and maybe Luke will help me sing O Canada. What do you think, Luke?
Nope.
You won't sing with me?
No.
What if I gave you $100? Would you sing with me then?
Sure.
No, oh, too bad. I don't have $100.
Oh.
So, but it's nice to know you have a price. Ha ha. Oh, burnt you. You know what that is? Sizzle,
yes,
sizzle,
heard.
Sizzle.
Yes, I've heard.
All right.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. So we have tuition waiver applications are coming up. We're going to talk about that more in the community connection. But tuition waiver applications are due March 31st, 2024. All folks that are in care who are interested in pursuing post-secondary are eligible to apply. There are limited spots, but who says one can't be yours? Check out futuresforward.ca or find the link on Voices Linktree in our Instagram bio. And also big news out of the Voices office is that Voices is currently hiring. Yes, you heard it here first. We talked about it last week. And pretty much the next day, there was a posting. Marie, if you would like to work and walk with the lovely Marie and help support young people in and from care, they are currently hiring for a program coordinator, which was my old position, and also for an outreach coordinator. Postings are available on Voices website or through the link tree in the Instagram bio. Apply by March 24th, 2024. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. It's interesting though, it's taken so long for them to post the position that I used to do. I've been gone for almost a year. Next month will be a year. What do you think about that, Luke?
Pretty funny.
Is it?
Yep.
Why do you think it's funny? Tell me about it.
Took them 1 year to replace you.
Well, they haven't replaced me yet. They're going to start trying, finally. All right. So I think we should have a little bit of a song break. What do you think, Luke?
Yes, please.
I'm going to play the song that I played for you this morning. Do you remember that?
No.
So, Luke, I asked Luke, I'm like, Luke, you done your breakfast? You ready to go to school? Luke's like, yeah, yeah, I ate breakfast. I'm like, okay, let's get ready. Go out. Blah, blah, blah. We head out the door. I look. Breakfast is still on the table. He did not eat breakfast at all.
I ate some of it.
Barely.
I ate a good chunk of cereal.
Yeah. And yesterday I asked, how was lunch? Did you eat lunch? Yes, I ate some of it. Okay, so mommy cleans out the lunchbox, and what did I find, everybody? What did I find? What did I find, Luke? I found a full sandwich.
Well, me and my friends traded, and I got a bear paw.
But what did you trade them? Your lunch was still intact. So well, you didn't give
gambling.
Them anything. Oh, boy.
Gambling.
Okay, guys. I need to calm down and take a break. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. And we are going to play the song that I played for Luke because I had no words when I saw that untouched breakfast. Oh, my. And we had no time to go back and eat. So we are going to listen to Why Do You Lie by Colin James. And this is CKUW 95.9 FM. You're listening to System Kids. All right. And we will be right back. Let's see. Is this going to work? Hold on a sec. This is not working for some reason. Okay. What am I doing? Okay. Luke, talk to us about something. Tell me something you did at school while I try and figure this out, please. Okay. I know what I did. I did the wrong button. Wrong button.
How do you press it? You come here like every week. How do you press the wrong button?
I don't know.
Each and every time.
Each and every time. How do you know? Does that mean you listen to me every time? Oh, I'm so flattered.
Dad does.
Dad does. That's a nice dad. You want to say hi to Dad? Give him a shout out?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah, but Mrs. won't Mrs. won't let me and Dad finish the damn movie.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, then let's finish the movie.
Oh, boy. Okay. We'll talk about that next in the Youth Rights Highlight. But first, we're going to listen to Colin James and listen to The Guilt Trip I played on Luke this morning. Enjoy. Again, you're listening to System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM. And we will be right back. back here on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is System Kids, and that was The Jam. And that was the song that I played for Luke, and really just the first paragraph, the first, verse of that song is what applied to Luke. You know, why'd you lie? The first rule at school is that you shouldn't try and make a fool of the people that you're close to. Mr. Luke, what do you think about that? Make sense?
No, the first rule at school is be safe, be respectful, and be responsible. That follows, like, number five.
Okay. No, I do not concur with that.
That's my school. Those are like the three rules. If you follow those, then you follow pretty much every other rule.
Oh, don't you think being honest is a part of being respectful?
Depends how you define it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we don't have time to dig into that debate. You're going to have to come back on the show for another day for us to delve into
maybe.
That. Okay. All right. But now it is time for another classic edition of The Rights Highlights. So if you ever want to read and learn more about your rights or share with your child to the helpers that may be listening with their young people right now, you can go to UNCRC Save the Children UK, or you can Google also. Oh, my God. There's another one. it's a Canada one, and I can't remember the name, but they're also really awesome. Or you could check out Equitas, our friends that teach rights in Montreal to young people all over the world. They have special training programs that you can send young people to. But anyway, enough about that. I'm getting sidetracked. Every week we talk about a different right, which you may or may have not have heard us do before, Luke. Do you know how many rights there are in the Convention of the Rights of the Child?
No idea.
There's 42.
Okay. We're on number 28.
We are on number 28. Can you tell us about that? What's Article 28 about?
Article 28, and I quote.
Okay, get a little closer.
You have the right to education. Primary education
speak up a little bit.
Should be a requirement for all children and should be free. Free education, according to school discipline, you should respect your dignity and rights.
Okay, so...
Yes, that was the crappiest way I could have read it.
Okay, so say that again. What is Article 28 about, essentially? What's the point of this right?
Essentially, it's saying you should at least go to elementary.
Is that it?
You gotta go to elementary, middle... And halfway through high school.
Not halfway. What's this halfway? Who taught you this? School's halfway. No. Get closer here.
My friend taught me.
Yeah, your friend's a bad friend. You're not allowed to be friends with that friend no more.
It was Charles.
Oh, no. I'm sure Charles would never have said that.
I'm kidding.
Okay. So, yes, young people have a right to education. Primary education is required for all children and should be available for free. Secondary, also available to children and free. Higher education is available according to capacity. As advocates and helpers in the community of kids in infirm care, you know, we have been able to play an integral part in creating opportunities for young people to receive funding to go to post-secondary. And not everyone wants post-secondary, but the opportunity should be there, and it shouldn't just be university. There's opportunities of funding and scholarships for college, for trade schools, and all that stuff. So education is the basis of children's development as individuals and as citizens. It's also forms the foundation of a democratic societies and economic growth. Children should have access to school environment that respects their rights and inspires regular attendance and an interest in learning. So there's three things schools should do there. So, A, Luke, you go to a pretty good school. I like that school. I went to that school in junior high. Yeah. Do you feel like your school, and you don't have to say your school's name if you don't want to, do you feel, or tell me, how do they respect your rights?
They do it.
Okay, how? What, give me, can you give me one example of how your rights are respected at school?
They try to make learning fun.
They try to make learning fun. Okay, can you get closer to the mic and tell me a little bit more how they try and make learning fun?
Okay, so in the English teacher.
Yeah.
Teacher has tried damn near everything. Oh. From TikTok to Minecraft to Roblox.
Really? Cool. That is cool. Do you have, like, an assignment on Roblox?
On Minecraft.
On Minecraft. Really?
Yeah.
See, that's some homework I'd be interested in. Well, I mean, I'm interested in all your homework, but that would be really cool. He's mumbling. He mumbles. Sorry, listeners.
I mumble closer, to you. I closer. Mumble to you. I don't mumble to an audience. I mumble to you.
Okay. All right. So, right. And you had mentioned earlier the first rule at school, when I said was that you shouldn't make a fool of the people you're close to, and you corrected me, and you basically stated your school's kind of mandate, right? That they put on their newsletter every month about what are the rules of school there?
Be safe, respectful, responsible. And basically nobody follows all three.
No, I'm sure they do.
Oh, no. There's a fight every week.
Okay.
There's one fight a week.
Oh my goodness. Was there a fight today?
No.
Do you get in fights?
No. What do you think I am?
I don't know. You're acting too cool to talk to me about stuff. So you could be changing and growing before my eyes. And then sometimes parents are the last to know. Right?
Yeah.
Luke really loves swiveling on the swivel chair. And every time he swivels, he kind of is swiveling away from the mic. So sorry, peeps, that you're probably having to hear me more than normal. You're used to having Marie's sweet voice to counteract my roughness. Okay. But Luke, you're doing an amazing job.
Come on.
Just want you to get a little closer to the mic, please.
Come on.
All right.
I got...
Oh, he wants to fight me? You want to fight?
Yeah, I got two hands.
Okay, if you want to fight, we need to go back to Taekwondo. Because you have a right to get your black belt.
I will never do that again.
Why? I spent a fortune on the uniform.
Won't do it.
What? I still can't hear you.
Still won't do it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do it by myself.
Okay. One thing is better than two.
All right.
Or no, one thing is enough, two is too much.
All right. So.
One's enough, two is too much.
So getting back to the rights, why do you think this right is important for kids in care?
Kids?
Okay.
All kids should have a right from grade 1 to grade 12.
Right.
Just to get their diploma so you can get a job.
Right. And this seems like a simple, obvious right, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes when kids are in care, right, or they come into care, you know, they get taken from their families because their families aren't able to take care of their kids, right? So they get brought into CFS care, and then they get pulled away from their school that they're at, right? Yeah. And then they get put sometimes in an emergency home that could be in a different city. It could be across the city. And then sometimes kids are waiting in an emergency home to get moved to a foster family or maybe to move with an auntie or an uncle, and then aren't in school sometimes for a month, sometimes half a year. What do you think about that? What do you think adults and social workers can do to make sure that youth aren't losing their right to school when they have like all these major life changes happening? Can you think of anything that adults could do?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, no.
No? Why not?
Because if they could, they probably should have already done it.
So do you think maybe like they could send the kid back to that school so they stay in that school even though they're in care? Or
they
maybe
could send them back, they could send them to a different school.
Or maybe
they could even do like a little online learning.
Yes.
Learning just for in between.
See, you say you don't know, but yet you know. You just said like three great examples. You're so smart. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Closer to the mic, love.
I was talking to you, not an audience.
Okay. What?
I was talking to you.
There's yeah.
a difference.
No, but you... Yeah, no, you're so great. Yes, so those are great things and suggestions that we definitely make is that to help, you know, even the impact and trauma of coming into care, whatever we could do to normalize situation for young people, school is a great icebreaker. And, you know, online or even connect with that previous school, get homework from that school until... you know, they can be placed in another school. But whenever possible, it's really important to keep young people in the same school as much as possible. Because did you know, Luke, that there's statistics that show that every time a young person has to move into a new school, their grade point average, GPA, goes down by 40%. And then there's some kids that are going to like three different schools a year.
Yeah.
So then their grade goes down by 120%, right? So then they have zero. They can't get grades if you're not in the same school, if you move around all these different schools. It's very hard. So what do you think we can, do you have any other ideas on what we adults that are trying to help kids can do to make sure young people are successful in school and have access to school?
No idea.
Well. You've shared some great ideas already, so thank you very, very much. All right, and talking about school, we're going to get into our community connection, which we had mentioned earlier is the Futures Forward program. Now, Futures Forward, if you've listened before, you already know this is a program that is so near and dear to my heart because I got to walk with over 100 amazing young people that used their voice to make Futures Forward happen. I was a part of a very special project with amazing people at the General Authority, Child and Family Services General Authority, along in partnership with Métis CFS and Northern and Southern and the Manitoba Advocate. And we all worked together to raise up these 100 voices of young people. And they said, we want help. We want help after we're 18 to actually get more education. And so from those voices, from youth engagement funds that came from the Changes for Children initiative, which was prompted from JARU, the Aboriginal Justice Inquiry, and the Phoenix Sinclair Inquiry, that all brought extra monies to all these different agencies to better engage their young people. And when they engaged the young people, I got to be sort of the messenger. That was a pretty cool job, Luke. So my job was a messenger. So I would get the message from young people, and then I would bring their messages, their voices, to the policymakers and the directors. And then I would bring the messages from the directors and the agencies to the young people. So I just got to go back and forth. Because you know me, I'm a social butterfly. I like to chat with everybody and bring their messages. Do you agree? Do you agree Mama's a natural social butterfly, Luke?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so they made this program, Futures Forward. And one of the things at Futures Forward is the tuition waiver program, right? And applications are due at the end of the month. So they have partnerships with many post-secondary education institutions, including right where we are today, the University of Winnipeg. Offers tuition waivers. Booth College, right next door, also offers waivers. The University of Manitoba, Collège St. Boniface, also offers. And Luke's oldest brother was a lucky recipient of a waiver last year. And I think he's doing well. What do you think? Does Toby like school?
Yeah, he's doing great.
Yeah. So, and he applied first time. If you have a kid that's in French immersion, the competition for that one isn't too tough. Our Toby got in right away. And there's other MIT. I know there's like 10 institutions. I don't remember them all. Red River College is another, and more. But you can give a call to Christina at Futures Forward, and she'll give you more info. And it's good to start doing the applications now so that you also have time to get references from people that know you and have watched you grow in school. A teacher, your worker, maybe your favorite staff, your favorite auntie, a friend, an employer if you have a part-time job, but anyone, you know. And what's great about these tuition waiver applications and even just general scholarships, that it's not necessarily based on your GPA. If you have a good GPA, yeah, that helps. But if you have passion, if you can show that you're a great, not just a great starter, but a great finisher, that you know how to ask for help, that you have a village of helpers around you, and you're not too cool or too proud to work with people, to let them help you, then, you know, they will invest in you to receive a waiver. So if you're wanting letters of reference, character letters, now's the time today, March 5th, to start asking for those letters to go along with your application, along with transcript and proof of acceptance at a post-secondary education. So what do you think about that, Luke?
I lost you at post-secondary education.
Right. So you know what my next question is, right?
What?
What do you think of this building? What do you think of the vibe here at the University of Manitoba?
It's good.
It's good. Well, you know, at University of Manitoba, we're at the University of Winnipeg. Hello, ding dong.
It's basically the same.
Your mom's a ding dong. Okay. Anyway, when we were talking, you had mentioned that you definitely don't want to go to university when you grow up. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you still feel that way after being here in the building?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hmm. That's very sad. That makes my heart hurt.
Why?
I want every young person to be able to experience post-secondary education. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right. So, we are going to go have another song break. What do you think, Luke?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Okay.
Please, we're in a little good.
All right. Tell us a little story while I get load up the song.
Okay.
Tell me something. So, you had a book report yesterday.
Well, it wasn't really a book report considering you assigned it, not my teacher, but...
Your teacher agreed that that would be a good idea.
Okay.
All right. So...
Getting into this.
You're listening to CKUW. 95.9 FM. This is System Kids. I'm here with my kid. I hope you're cruising with your kid and having a good time and enjoying our show. We will be right back, and we're going to listen to a song that I enjoyed when I was a kid, and it's called The World Keeps On Turning. We'll be right back. Enjoy this jam.
Busted again, and you end.
All right. The world keeps on turning. That was Candy and the Backbeats. You're listening to System Kids. Yep. I'm here with my kid. Say hey.
Hey, I have a question for all of you.
Okay.
What's the best radio station? 95.9 or 106.3, I think? Which one is better? Please tell us.
95.9 FM, duh. We are commercial-free, community-driven radio, and there's a huge wide variety of different shows, underground music. It's the best.
Yeah, I'm still going to have to say 103 and 106.
All right, you're entitled to your opinion. That's fine. All right, so now we get into child welfare in the news. Ooh, there's lots of no shortage of stories regarding child welfare in the news lately, but the one that dropped last week was quite the whopper. All about this was reported on CTV News and also I believe in the Winnipeg Free Press, but initially was investigated by CBC News. So this story, I think I told you a little bit about it, Luke, last week, is about a Winnipeg foster home operator, I believe it's called Spirit Rising House.
Giving their kids weed?
Yeah, they're giving their kids weed. Get closer to, or cannabis. Winnipeg foster home that ran 9 foster homes gave cannabis to kids in care. And in this article, they're blasting the province for cutting ties. So I don't understand how they can blast the province. So the CBC News investigation found that Spirit Rising House was giving some foster kids in care marijuana daily as a form of harm reduction, which was confirmed when the provincial government launched its own investigation and found unauthorized cannabis was being given to teens. The province said it would cut ties with the foster home operator and has asked the police to investigate. What do you think about this story, Luke? So,
my question is, how in the hell did they think giving weed to kids is a good idea? So, like, my question is, how much of that is going to the kids and how much is going to them? Like, seriously, how much?
Right. Yeah, that's the question everyone is asking. These are specialized homes. That means they get specialized rates because they have a specialized goal of not just loving and caring for these kids, but these kids have special needs. So that means they get a higher rate because the government expects special qualifications from them to meet the needs of these young people, primarily, it sounds like, addiction. So to help treat addiction...
And they're giving the other addiction, essentially.
Yes, right.
It's like killing a bird. It's like...
It's like what?
It's like killing a bird with a bird damage.
Killing a bird with a bird.
Yeah. You just replaced the bird.
Right.
Damn bird.
Yeah. So, you know, lots of debate about this. You know, we've highlighted this care provider before on our show. It sounded like a great program helping young people get sober, which is super hard to even get young people to recognize that they need help. And to reach out for support. And we know that addiction is a very huge issue right now. I think the news also reported last week that just in the month of February, over 200 people died of overdose. It's not a joke. Marijuana, though, also isn't a joke. Do you think people think marijuana is not a very serious drug anymore because it's legalized now?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because when something becomes legal, people are like, eh, it can't be too bad.
Yeah, but alcohol's legal. Like, we know we can't give alcohol to minors, right?
Yeah.
It's not safe for kids to drink, and it's certainly not safe for young people to use marijuana. You know, your young person's brain is still developing to the age of, like, 25. So, you know, using marijuana can impact the development of the brain function could also induce psychosis. I know young people that have used marijuana as teenagers, and it like triggered psychosis in them. There's better ways to help young people deal and come off of alcohol or harder other drugs, like sugar. Doctors recommend, if you're quitting drugs or alcohol, to eat candy. Candy will help deal with cravings. And there's also many programs, 12-step programs. There's spiritual teachings, walking the red road, work with an elder, go to church, getting more exercise. There's boxing clubs. There's so many great people doing great things. But in this article, which we don't have time to read all of it, you know, the foster home tries to, advocate in their own favor, stating that it's reasonable for them to give weed to these young people because there aren't very many supports to help them help these young people, and it's a form of harm reduction, and what else could they do? And that their goal is total abstinence, but that they start with the marijuana, right? And I don't know too many people that, I don't know anyone that succeeded with a major addiction, by getting another addiction, or by just trying to stay to marijuana. Eventually they will go back to harder stuff and can die. Addiction can leads to death very, very often. It's not a joke. Weed is not a joke. All right, Luke, promise me right here, live on radio, you will never, ever, ever do weed.
What? Yeah, sure.
Thank you. All right, you're my witness. I'm going to hold that kid to it. So I'm glad in the article, Nahani Fontaine, the Minister of Family Services and Housing, spoke up, and she said she refuses to believe that offering unprescribed drugs as a way to keep children placated is the best way that we can do as a province. She said, it's not good enough for my children, and it's not good enough for your children. That's right. And we can't expect it to be good enough for any children in Manitoba. Agreed. And Sherry Gott, the Manitoba Advocate for Children and Youth, responded also to the article. Amazingly, because I know she was on vacay right now, but I guess she checked into work and responded, saying that the allegations against Spirit Rising House are unsettling. In an emailed statement, she called on the government to prioritize better placement resources for youth with complex needs and provide better support for staff care for those teens. There is currently no harm reduction strategy for young people in Manitoba. She added, a gap she called a systemic failure that will lead to continued long-term harm for children and youth across the province. Yes, we need a better harm reduction strategy for young people in Manitoba. Currently, we have YASU, which is the Youth Addiction Stabilization Unit, for detox, but they don't accept young people struggling with marijuana addiction. And then there's the campus, what's that called? Oh my God, I can't. Compass program through, which was formerly AFM, now Shared Health, out in Portage La Prairie area. And I don't know if they have a specific program regarding harm reduction, but yeah, there's always room for improvement. We need to do better for our kids, and I'm so glad that our advocate Sherry Gott and her family services minister are all on the same page. And I'm just really shocked that in this article these foster parents admitted to it and tried to justify it. I don't see how. Yeah, so another person that was quoted here was from the Foster Parent Association, Jamie, who is actually supposed to be a guest on our show, and she commented to the article that if it was a harm reduction approach, maybe it should have gone through the channels of Child Protection Services. Yes, so their strategy to help these kids was not endorsed by the agency, by workers, not even a doctor, which is the most important one to get support from. Jamie's the president of the Manitoba Foster Parent Association, and she says, I love this, I guarantee no social workers of these children would have approved the mode of transaction taking place. I think it sends a really dangerous message when you are essentially becoming these children's drug dealers. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't be giving drugs to kids.
Yeah, what kids need is a stable home rather than a group setting like Spirit Rising House. They don't need staff in and out of their lives. They need love. They need love, and they need patience, and they need adults in their lives who know them very well. And again, we're acknowledging that there is a shortage of foster homes. Manitoba does pay the lowest rates to foster parents in the country, and we need to look at that, raising per diems and, you know, opening the door, making fostering more accessible to those that love and care about young people, and, you know, that because not being able to afford to be a caregiver shouldn't be a barrier to actually being a caregiver. If we can, you know, as a system, support families to be able to afford to care for young people in our care, then, you know, it's time to raise the rates. What do you think, Luke?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
We're paying the second lowest, not the lowest.
Okay. Oh, sorry, you corrected me. Get closer. What is it?
Second lowest, not lowest.
Oh, second lowest is still pretty low.
Yeah.
Okay, but thank you for correcting me on that. And thank you for joining me today on the show. How was it?
Good.
You feel good?
Yeah.
The hour went really quick.
Yeah.
I had four songs picked out for the show because I didn't think you would talk to me very much. But you impressed me.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to impress me, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah, kind of.
And you did fabulous. Thank you so much, Luke. Thank you to our listeners. Again, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, you can hit us up on the socials. And, you know, we are on X, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you could just send us an email, because apparently I learned today, my lesson of the day from Mr. Luke here, was that anyone under 30 is no longer on Facebook or Instagram.
Well, it should be under, like, well, no, Instagram, like, yeah, people use it. Facebook, nobody under 25 uses it.
Okay,
like,
so
30 to 25, like, nobody under, I know nobody under 25 who actively uses Facebook like you do.
Okay.
Like, I don't know a single person who just sits in their room, scrolling through their phone and watching TV all day long.
Oh, okay.
During the weekends.
Yeah.
Or as well.